59. Hayden. Hayden landed roughly on the pavement, a new jolt of pain rising from his leg and the damaged control ring on his arm. He rolled over, watching Craik open the trunk of the mod box and reach inside for the interlink. White-hot fury flowed into Hayden. The Axon had killed his family for that piece of technology. He pushed himself to his hands and knees, ignoring the pain and reaching for a microspear. He pulled it from his belt and drew his arm back to throw it. Craik spun around, unleashing a line of blue energy, hitting Hayden's hand and burning off three of the augment's fingers. The weapon fell to the ground, but instead of turning back to the trunk, Craik took three quick steps toward Hayden. Hayden tried to punch the Axon, but it caught his hand and twisted, the actuator and the elbow snapping. Hayden closed the fist of his other hand, the Axon metal forming into a blade. He tried to stab Craik, only to have the Axon block that too, its shields flaring blue as it captured his other arm. Craik stared at Hayden. Hayden could see its eyes behind the cowl of its skin, but he could feel it looking at him. Not with anger or hatred, but with indifference.
"You killed my family," Hayden hissed. "I'm going to kill you."
It was a ridiculous statement considering the circumstances, but the Axon didn't laugh. Its voice was calm and flat.
"You rejected the Master's offer. Now you are defeated. You have received only what you requested."
Hayden's eyes narrowed, the anger building. He hadn't asked for his wife and children to die. He hadn't asked for any of this. Craik lifted him by his arms, easily pulling him off the ground.
"You will live to suffer. You will live broken. For a short while longer, at least."
The Axon threw Hayden backward, sending him through the air. He landed hard on his back, knocking the air from his lungs, but he didn't stay down. He tried to stand up and go after Craik, but his leg wouldn't support him. He collapsed on his face, left with one working augment to pull himself forward along the ground. Craik returned to the trunk, lifting the satchel containing the interlink. It glanced back at Hayden and continued toward the portal.
"No,"
Hayden said, tasting dirt. He dragged himself forward on his one good arm.
"I'm going to kill you."
He tried to move faster. He tried to keep up. He couldn't.
"Stop!"
Max materialized through the vegetation, stepping through the center of the inactive portal and coming to a stop in front of Craik.
"Intellect, move aside," Craik said.
"Negation. I don't follow orders from traitors."
"I am an organic, a maker. You will comply."
"Negation. You were an organic, but no longer. You've accepted Vite's integration. You have no power over me."
"I have other ways to make you move."
"Negation. I'd like to see you try. Ha ha ha. Ha ha."
Craik raised its hand, blue energy flaring from it. Max's shield activated, absorbing the blast.
"Pathetic," Max said. "Ha ha ha. Ha ha."
Craik lowered its hand. The two Axons stared at one another. Hayden shifted his leg. The wound was healing, enough that he was able to put a little weight on it. He pulled himself up and stumbled forward, getting back to the car and using it for support. He could tell Craik noticed the movement, but it didn't take its eyes off Max.
"We can end the fighting, Intellect. We can gain control of the most powerful army in the universe. Help me bring this device back to the Master, and we will spare this world."
Max's head shifted slightly, giving Hayden the impression the faceless Intellect was looking at him.
"Curiosity, what will you do with the most powerful army in the universe and nothing left to fight?"
"We will expand across the universe. We will subdue everything in our path."
"That sounds just like the hunger. Do you intend to use them or become them?"
"That is the only purpose for life forms like ours. The only goal that remains. Science, technology, learnedness. All a means to that end." "Do you believe the Axon and the Relia are the only advanced races across the entirety of billions of light years? Combined, we will be unstoppable. The Axon will endure forever. we will endure forever.
Negation, I won't let...
A loud crack sounded to Hayden's left, and Max's head snapped sideways. The bullet blew a massive hole in it, spraying gobs of the gel-like material that composed the intellect outward. Max collapsed to the ground. Hayden turned his head toward the shooter, eyes narrowing when he saw Bennett standing there behind the wreck of a car, one of Hayden's revolvers in hand.
Don't just stand there, Bennett shouted. Vite is waiting for you.
Hayden lunged at Craik. The Axon began spinning to face him while Bennett swung his gun in Hayden's direction. He never had a chance to pull the trigger. Bullets ripped into the car Bennett was standing behind, punching through the metal and tearing into the clone, taking him down. Hayden charged forward, rushing Craik like a raging bull. Sheer willpower kept him up on his damaged leg. Sheer determination drove him at his enemy. The world ceased to exist around him. He didn't see Nathan pushing through the vegetation on his left or Caleb approaching from the right. He didn't feel anything except rage. Craik continued to turn, raising its hand to fire an energy blast at him. Hayden was already reacting, reaching down and hooking his damaged hand beneath the belt full of micro spears. The augment's fingers were missing, so he couldn't grab them. The elbow was damaged, leaving his shoulder motion limited. It had to be enough. He yanked as hard as he could, tearing the belt from his waist and flinging it forward. The spears, dislodged by the sudden movement, tumbled free. 30 impossibly sharp points spinning toward the Axon. The maneuver took Craik by surprise, one of the spears embedding itself into its palm and causing a misfire that burned the Axon's hand to smoldering ash. The rest of the micro spears continued on their trajectory, a swarm of angry bees about to sting. Craik turned away from the needles, too slow or too afraid to raise his shields. The lethal weapons sank through its skin and into its flesh. Hayden was right behind them, the maneuver more effective than he had even hoped. He had his good hand around Craik's throat before it could recover. He lifted it off the ground, turning to Nathan and the remaining Centurions.
I don't need to be the one to finish you off, Hayden said to Craik. Just so long as you die.
He squeezed his hand, crushing Craik's trachea before throwing the Axon forward. The Centurions didn't hesitate to start shooting, their rounds drawing both blood and gel. Craik hit the ground, shuddered, and quit moving entirely.